You are listening to We Are Pittsburgh Talk Radio. Welcome to the latest edition of the Thomas Merton Center Show, a program that highlights the ideas and activities of members of a unique peace and social justice organization in Western Pennsylvania. My name is John Hare, and today we're talking with a board member from the Thomas Merton Center, Wanda Guthrie. Wanda, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Wanda, you have a long history working for environmental justice. Last year, there was a local effort to have our city boycott fossil fuels industry, and we had you on the program. Today, it's a little different situation. After the November elections, we're clearly in a new political environment. How do you see the situation for people who care about our environment?
Well, I think we're going to have to be resistant and relevant, and we're going to have to just practice a lot of resilience during this time. And so the 350 Pittsburgh has a new campaign going, and it's for this first 100 days of the administration. And this is probably the worst administration we've had since slavery. So the campaign says that the first 100 days belong to all of us. And so it's time for us to join and figure out what will keep us going for the next 4 years.
Now, talking about keeping us going, I admit waking up almost every morning with a little bit of nausea in my stomach when I begin to think about our political situation. Then I feel a little better realizing probably much more than even half the world has those same concerns and fears. And the point, as I hear you saying it, is to let's not get hung up on how we feel as much as what we're going to do and how we can begin to change that situation.
Yes. And we have each other, and we have a really good, strong social justice community and peace community and environmental community. It's getting us together that will be one of the things that will be just absolutely, you know, important to get us through. We actually have to look at compassion and a passion for compassion with each other, with all the struggles we've been having through these years. And we can do that by talking more with each other and creating roundtables where this can happen. And a couple of the things that we're doing is we're developing resilience circles where people can go through what they're feeling about the things they love about the earth and each other, and then our grief, and go through it together, and what the things are that really do bother us, and then go on to what our power is, and then on forward with a new paradigm, a shift in how we do things.
So you mentioned the organization 350.org. Can you just give our listeners a bit of background about what is 350.org and how has that led to the current proposals for activities?
Uh-huh. Okay. 350.org was started a few years ago by Bill McKibben. In fact, he was the impetus for us working on a divestment campaign and everywhere for all kinds of divestments worldwide. And 350 was a number that we should, parts per million of carbon that we shouldn't go past that was just going to scorch the climate. And we've passed that by quite a bit now. I think we're about 420. And in fact, the last Paris Climate Agreement, we all agreed to only allow 1.5 parts per million more, or else we would be on a downward slope, and we're quickly going there.
Heading there quickly, so people concerned about what is happening, what will happen, and are looking for effective ways to communicate that message to all of our society.
Yes. And we really, the challenge now, as we've seen at Standing Rock, is that we do have, as Dr. Martin Luther King said, we have racism, militarism, and materialism all stacking up. And so these are the things that are going to hinder what we're doing. But what people did at Standing Rock really was amazing in showing what we're going to have to be doing in the future. We have pipelines and infrastructure going for fracking in our area. But it all really gets down to the local, doesn't it?
It sure does. So a picture pops into my mind when you mentioned Resist, and that was the banner that appeared on the construction crane right over the White House one day after the inauguration, a big banner that said Resist. And there really is now an incredible movement that has popped up all around the country, from the cities to the country to other countries, under the banner of We Have to Resist.
Yes, yes. We're all in this absolutely together. Yeah.
So locally, what kinds of discussions beyond the initial discussions that you mentioned, where there is a sharing of people's concerns and interests, what kind of activities have spun out of the environmental activists?
Well, I'd like to talk about the overall one. I mean, we
sure.
had the Women's March that was, you know, huge, and we had a huge march in Pittsburgh as well, two huge marches.
Unbelievable. Yeah. 25,000 people downtown, another 3,000, 4,000 in East Liberty. We haven't seen anything like that since perhaps the very peak days in the Vietnam War resistance.
Right. And we had a nonviolent resistance training the other day that I participated in as being part of, did part of the training for creating a culture of peace. And it was really for white women. And it was for white women learning to guard in any resistance, to look out for the most vulnerable people. And it was 180 people signed up.
No kidding.
Yeah, and we had 105.
Wow.
So that shows you how it was. It was really very difficult for training, but they were all so enthusiastic, and they want to do more.
So, have they had an opportunity to use those skills yet, Wanda?
Not yet, but they're prepared, mm-hmm. you know, and that's and I think we will see more nonviolent resistance. And I think we'll see the scenario I gave for doing the mock-up was about going to the state capitol and chaining ourselves together. Edgy elders organized it, and we chained ourselves together on the Capitol steps just in time for Governor Wolf's budget. And knowing that we had too few in the Department of Environmental Protection and that they hadn't been doing their duty to follow up on complaints, and that Water for the Woodlands, it's been 6 years since people in the Woodlands community of Butler have had water. And so it was a practice, and everybody was very excited about doing something like that. Mm-hmm. So I think we will see these things locally. I think we'll see more of them about sanctuary in Pittsburgh and becoming a sanctuary city. I think we'll see a lot of resistance.
Yes, I think we have. So this was kind of envisioning the kinds of scenarios that may evolve.
Right.
So have you found that participants are engaging in these kind of discussions, some of them perhaps for the first time? Have
yes.
you heard those kinds of stories?
Yes, yes, for sure. And if we could, all throughout Pennsylvania, be able to speak to each other and recognize each other's worries and the situation they're in, like the people who are worried about jobs in the cracker plant coming up, the petrochemical plant.
Mm-hmm. This is the Beaver County,
County.
Cracker plant under construction, yes?
Right. And, you know, just work on, you know, the compassion that it will take to find other alternatives.
we're going to take a break pretty soon, Wanda, and then come back, maybe talk about some of the more specific activities and what are some of the actions focused at our policymakers, our legislators that have been evolving. In the meantime, we're going to take a break. This is the Thomas Merton Center Show on We Are Pittsburgh. We'll be back after this break for more discussion with TMC activist Wanda Guthrie. I'm John Hare.
Who are we? Are we the America of courage, openness, inclusion, opportunity, and democratic promise? As expressed in the Declaration of Independence, the preamble to the Constitution, Lincoln's Gettysburg Address, Roosevelt's Four Freedoms, and even on the Statue of Liberty? Or are we the America of fear, bigotry, xenophobia, intolerance, and autocracy? Negative traits now emanating from the darkness of Donald Trump's dystopian view of our society. It's his mix of fearful nativism and imperiousness that's behind his edict imposing a contemptible and chaotic ban on immigrants from 7 Muslim nations. The Donald and his regime of demagogic autocrats from the far-right fringe are hoping we're the timorous America. They shout that the people voted for the fair-haired strong man and now expect him to save them from bloodthirsty terrorists sneaking into America from Muslim nations. But wait. First of all, 72% of us did not vote for him, with 27% preferring Hillary and 45% not voting at all. So spare us the lie that you have a mandate to discriminate. Second, if your aim really was to save us from Islamic terrorists, you missed by miles. Exactly 0 Americans have been killed in terrorist attacks here by any immigrants from those 7 countries. So why them, and not Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Pakistan, and Afghanistan, Muslim nations with citizens who have attacked Americans on our soil? And by the way, isn't it curious that Trump's ban does not include Muslim countries where he has major corporate investments? This is Jim Hightower saying, this disgraceful, self-aggrandizing political play is just one more Trump fraud. But the good news is that the American people are rallying in mass opposition to his autocratic arrogance, revealing that his America is not our America, and vice versa.
What do the corporate powers from Wall Street to Walmart have in common? They hate the Hightower Lowdown. You can see why at www.hightowerlowdown.org.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org, but you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio. You're busy, which is great because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can.
Should have worn my glasses.
So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Picture 2 employees at the same company doing the same job. One speaks English, gets paid fairly, and receives health benefits. The other speaks Spanish, gets paid less than half, and receives 0 health benefits. That's an injustice no matter where you work, and exactly how Telemundo's performers are treated at NBC Universal. It's time to end this double standard and demand fair treatment for all performers, not just those who speak English.
You're listening to We Are Pittsburgh Talk Radio, and this is the Thomas Merton Center Show. I'm John Hare. Our guest is Wanda Guthrie, and we're talking about what people that are concerned about the direction of our country and the environmental issues, the degradation of our land and water, the issue of that the climate is changing our world and we're falling behind in terms of taking any effective action, the issues of are we going to continue to extract fossil fuels when we need to be heading in the other direction? And we're talking with Wanda, who's a longtime activist in this area, a member of 350.org, who's been working on a project called The First 100 Days of the New Administration. Wanda, welcome back to the program. Tell us a little bit more about what the First 100 Days campaign is doing.
Although I did forget to say something the last time, and I'd like to before we start on
Go
that.
Go for it.
Okay. There is a group called Moraltorium. It's an interfaith group that's people throughout Pennsylvania. And they managed this last for a month campaign through the UU faith.
Could be the Unitarian Universalist.
Yes, uh-huh. Unitarian Universalist, to launch a campaign called Faithify, and they raised $5,000 for water for the Woodlands.
Wow.
Woodlands needs more than bottled water. They're only getting 20 gallons per week. They need water per family, 20 gallons per family per week. And they need water lines, but this is one of the moratorium folks just yesterday took a huge check to Governor Wolf saying, look, people have raised this out of the kindness of their hearts, and you have paid no attention.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's something that, you know, it's a kind of acts of compassion that I think will bring us to Harrisburg more often. Right.
The Woodlands is a community in Butler County, a county north of Pittsburgh.
Yes.
And the Woodlands has been a victim of total degradation of their water table, really.
Yes.
Many of them had private wells. And as drilling and extraction for gas and oil has happened around them and under them, their water has been totally degraded. And yet there is no recognition of that by the EPA, by the company which initially had provided water,
mm-hmm.
stopped providing the water. Now they're left basically on the charity of people of goodwill.
Yes. So we're going to continue to ask for a moratorium in this state. And so the Merton Center is working
on
drilling.
Fracking and...
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Go.
Okay. All right. So I am representing Unite 100, 100 Days, as I said before, and it's 350 Pittsburgh is sponsoring this because of the connection between social justice and climate change.
Mm-hmm.
And so to do this, we have quite a schedule, and you can find a schedule, more of it, at the Thomas Merton Center. But we're going to have Solarize Allegheny and house tours from Fred Crable, who does a lot of good solar.
Fred has a big installation on his house and in the adjacent yard.
Yes.
Where there's also a farmer's market, a farm market.
Yes, yes. It's really great.
So that's coming up, that's Solarize
up.
Allegheny.
Uh-huh. Yes, yes. And actually, the Solarize, there was one already, but it was so well attended that, you know, they're going to have another one,
tour.
The Sharon Pillar from Solar Allegheny. And so we're also joining with Marsalis Protest and the Merton Center to do a film series. And our film series will begin on Friday, February the 24th. And that one is going to be The Wisdom to Survive Climate Change, Capitalism, and Community. And so we'll have lots of ideas for what we can do next. Then on Friday, March 3rd, the Community Environmental Defense Fund has a new movie out called We the People 2.0. And we'll show the movie about what they do. And they really are for the rights of nature. And I think you had somebody that was here mm-hmm. speaking on that. They're the same people that helped us get the ban on fracking in Pittsburgh,
yes.
And in Grant, Indiana County, the mm-hmm. Grant Township. And so they're for citizens' ordinances for being able to govern themselves by city to protect the rights of nature. And so that'll be really interesting. And then after that, we're going to have a movie called Fence Line. And it was first shown on PBS, and it's about a community in Louisiana that lived by a Shell petrochemical plant, and how they finally got the Shell to recognize the problem of living that close.
Mm-hmm.
They had 50% asthma rate in that township. So this is really interesting. We'll have our speaker will be Thaddeus Popovich, who's really working very hard on the cracker plant and what to do about it, how to resist. And these are all going to take place at the Mennonite Church in Swissvale. Mm-hmm. And the doors will be open at 6, and 6:30 the movie will start, and we're asking everybody to bring a bag lunch. Mm-hmm. So we'll have all of this at the Merton Center.
Sponsored calendar. By the Merton Center, and on the Merton Center calendar, on the Merton Center, in the New People, the publication of the Merton Center, and on the website, I'm sure, all of that.
And then everywhere that you can look, hopefully, we'll have it, Facebook events and so on. So I think it'll be pretty good. The other thing is we're going to have an ally training with the Islamic Center in Pittsburgh, how to be an ally, and we'll have creating a culture of peace. We'll be sending Elliot Adams, who is former Veterans for Peace president, to do a peace, personal nonviolence training, all the way through community training. It'll be a 4-hour training, and that'll be March the 4th at the Thomas Merton Center. The Friends Meeting. Friends Meeting. And it'll be from 9:30 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon. So that's going to be great. It's all going to culminate in a Pittsburgh climate march. Where they're going to be there's going to be a big one on the 29th of April in Washington, D.C., but we're going to have our own. You know, we just think a great turnout, with all of our issues will be wonderful. And they're going to be asking, it's the People's Climate. Mm-hmm. And so there's a platform this year, much like when we went to New York.
Right, which was 4 years ago, something like that.
Yeah, right. And so it's we're going to call for directly and rapidly reducing greenhouse gas and pollution, toxic pollution. We're going to ask for a transition and a mandate. A transition to equitable and sustainable new energy sources, just transition for communities and workers negatively impacted by the shift to new energy. We're going to demand that every job pay a wage of at least $15 an hour, and that ensure that investments are targeted to create pathways for low-income people and people of color to access good jobs. So that's quite a tall order.
But we're
going to do it here, and they're going to do it in Washington. So,
you out there, if you've been wondering, I don't feel things are going right. I'm especially concerned what's happening. What can I do about it? Wanda Guthrie from the Thomas Merton Center has just given us a lot of ideas. Wanda, how can people learn more about what's going on? In 30 seconds.
Yeah, 30 seconds. Okay, go to 350 Pittsburgh, and they keep a running calendar.
There will be a website, www.350pittsburgh.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah. And you can also just get a hold of 350pittsburgh at gmail.com.
Thank you very much, Wanda Guthrie. You've been listening to the Thomas Merton Center Show on We Are Pittsburgh Talk Radio. Become a member. Subscribe to our monthly publication, The New People. Go to www.thomasmertoncenter.org or call us at 412-361-3022. I'm John Hare. Thanks for listening.